Action! Good morning, noon, or night, listeners. Welcome. Welcome to the Ozarks Odyssey podcast.
With a PM.
Well, I hope you listeners out there enjoyed that little blooper we started you off with here today on the show. We wanted to put something in there to brighten the mood up, get you guys going a little bit. Hopefully, got a laugh out of you for it. But we have an electrifying episode for you here today on the Ozarks Odyssey podcast. We cover a lot of things today. We will take you on quite the adventure, my friends. So stay tuned. Settle down. We're going to cover everything you could possibly think of today. I mean, we've got random shower thoughts, of just an electrifying conversation that we had earlier. We've got a movie pitch for the Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull, a hypothetical movie that we made up, sort of. You'll find out later on in the show. We've got Franco talk. We got our two crazy news stories of the day, and they are definitely something to listen to. They are something else, let me tell you. We've got some cartoon talk, some legendary icons talked about. Especially the legendary Yellow Sponge himself. And then Cooper provides us with a very, very special segment today. It is his billion-dollar idea. And that is what we will probably wrap up the episode with. I'm not sure the order we officially decided on. But billion-dollar idea is very, very entertaining and a wild ride, let me tell you. So, without further ado, let's jump right in to the episode.
All right. Here we go. This is a new segment to our show for episode one. It is Random Shower Thoughts. Easton. Dude, you all right? Would you like to go first?
No, I'll let Cooper go first.
All right, Coop. You on the board, buddy?
I don't have the question. You have the question.
No, it's just random shower thoughts. Yeah. Just something random.
Oh, random shower.
You typed in your phone, you know, like when you're in the shower, just randomly sitting at work. Just whatever's random on your mind.
I'll let Cody go first on this one.
All right, I actually did write some down.
This is three stars. Yeah, I got one.
Yeah. Oh, you have to ask everybody first.
Because it's as the host. It is my job to go to my co-host first. It's respectful. But, you know, I got a random story for you. It's actually not random. It's about to happen. Have you guys heard about the Ron Burgundy podcast on iHeartRadio that is launching? What do you think about it? I know it's going to be funny, but relax over there.
Wait, how's this a random pod again?
Because it's just random in our show.
We can talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like how Jalen Hurts just transferred to Oklahoma.
Yeah, or how aliens have been here on Earth longer than we have. We just didn't know it. Or if you think that the space shuttle never landed on the moon.
Yeah, we faked the moon.
And how did people know how dinosaurs looked? They never saw one.
It's true. There's possible they could have had hair.
The caveman wrote in chalk, like on the, like on the rocks. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
But they weren't with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, some of them were.
Yeah, the smaller ones, but, like, the thing with the long freaking neck. Bronchiosaurus.
Yeah. What about it?
Velociraptor.
Those weren't around with cavemen. Not the huge
ones.
How
do you know?
Stegosaurus.
How do you know?
Triceratops.
Tell me how you know that.
Raptor.
I study dinosaurs.
Pterodactyl.
Okay, hold on. What do you major in? What is your degree?
Dinosaurology.
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
That's not what it's called.
Yeah, it is. That's honestly
paleontology.
That's one of the top paying jobs. Ask Ross Geller from Friends.
Yeah, he's a paleontologist.
No, he's a dinosaurologist.
He's a what?
Dinosaurologist.
He's a dino doctor.
Okay, so my question is.
Yeah.
When does a desk become a desk? So, you go to Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go look at the shelf display. or table, whatever I said. And then you buy it, and it comes in a box, and you have to put it together. Did you buy a shelf, or did you buy individual parts?
Ooh. Man, that's a deep thought. What if you got the floor model?
So I said, listen to the question.
No, because you can buy the shelf off the floor.
So you're asking if you bought a shelf or materials. Just parts?
No, like you... Okay, so...
Yeah, he's talking about like at Lowe's. If you go there and you see the display, it's built up there. But when you actually buy it, you have to physically put it together out of the box. He said, so did you buy a table or whatever you bought, or did you buy materials for it?
I mean, you bought the materials for it.
Prefabricated. Yeah. Not making that out of raw materials.
Yeah.
That's not what they asked.
Yeah, you asked if we were buying...
Did you buy a table?
We just said you bought the resources.
You bought the resources to build a table.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that you buy individual parts.
Yeah.
Until you put the table together.
A table's not a table until it's built.
Yeah.
So if they took the one off of the shelf and gave it to you, that's a table.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you take all those parts apart, there's parts.
But you bought the materials list.
Did you think you were going to say shelf?
Yeah, you really did. Where'd you find this random thought at? Were you in the shower and just like putting some shampoo on and just like
college class?
Wow. What class? Philosophy?
I got a question.
Oh, yeah. My teacher in philosophy actually did ask me the same question when I was in there. I remember that now. Yeah, you questioning the ideals. Philosophy.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Does a straw have one hole or two holes?
It definitely has.
This is all... It's all one piece.
You just drilled straight through it.
So answer me this. If you took your neck all the way down connected to your butthole, from your mouth to your butthole, there's got to be a way all the way down there. So if you take that out of your body and stretch it, does that have one hole or two holes?
One hole.
But you have a mouth hole and a butthole?
Yeah, technically it's just the mouth butthole. But if you think about it, is the hole considered the two circles at the end, or did the whole thing through?
The two circles at the end.
No, that's two circles. The hole means it's dug. So it has to go down and through.
I agree with Cody.
Because you drill a hole through the earth, that's just one side of the earth going down through the earth. You don't say, I dug some holes through the earth.
Yeah, but it's the same thing if you...
Still one hole.
But once it comes out the other end, then it's two holes. It's one hole until...
Oh, let me ask you this. How many holes are on a golf course? 18. There's 18 holes drilled into the ground.
Okay.
Boom. Game over, son.
Checkmate.
Check.
That had nothing to do with it, though.
Yeah, you said holes. Is a hole one hole or two holes? There's 18 holes in golf. So you're saying there's 18 times 2, whatever that equals.
No, because it doesn't go all the way through something.
36.
Good math.
What?
Yeah, see, so you're basically saying there's 36 holes on a golf course now. Is he not?
If that hole went through and came out the other side, then there'd be, 36 holes.
No, and not unless you played the double-sided hole from the other side of China or something.
Yeah.
That's still going to be over there in that part of the world.
When you play putt and you have to putt it and it goes through a hole, and it goes through a hole.
Yeah, how many holes are in most putt if you're playing a full course? 18, and they come out the side.
Wait, what? What? They fucking stop in the ground. Freaking stop in the ground. It doesn't go all the way through.
Well, if they're the exit holes where the game ends, they go in and they come out.
Depending on where you play, though.
Yeah. Depends on where you play. One hole.
No, it's two holes.
One hole.
It is two holes.
All right, we'll ask the listeners. This can be an ongoing debate. We'll carry it up. We'll bring this conversation back up in one of the next episodes coming up. Listeners, let us know what you think on Twitter, at OzarksO. Give us your thoughts and opinion. We'd love to hear your feedback.
So, that was Random Shower Thoughts. This next segment is one that you are going to jump in the middle of a conversation that is an electrifying story. I used electrifying too much. So, let's scratch electrifying. Let's come up with a new word. It's exquisite. It is breathtaking. We'll say that instead. But without further ado, let's get right in to our quick chat.
No.
So, I was working.
This was fake last time.
I was working on Saturday, and this guy and this girl pull up. And the girl gets out, walks over, gets in the back seat, gets some crutches out. Mm. Not crutches, what's the walker?
Walker.
Yeah. And
suspicious. Could have a little knife up there.
And then.
Was she wearing a dress?
Yeah, she actually was. And
that's typical. Typical bank robber.
She helped the guy out. He got up and he was walking to the door. It took him about like 15 minutes to get to the front door.
How? How far away was he?
I mean, he had a like, hurt leg or broken leg or hurt
broken
knee.
Leg.
He had a huge cast. It went from like
his cast, but he's walking. Yeah. Was it a walking boot or just a hard cast?
It was not on. It wasn't on his foot. It was from his like thigh down to his like calf.
So he's just walking straight legged, like he had a peg leg.
Yeah. What?
It was
probably a knee surgery, and they're no.
Dude, if you had knee surgery, no way you'd want to
walk.
My dad just had two knee surgeries, and they walked after a certain day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with a peg leg.
Yeah. They have to walk. They have to walk straight legged.
Your dad had a cast on his knees.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he
did.
I texted him.
Oh, yeah?
No, I did not wear any.
How did you get a hold of him?
He said, I ain't a little bee.
How'd you get a hold of him?
Yeah.
Samuel Berg.
Yeah, how'd you get a hold of him?
Facebook.
Oh. Yeah.
So, anyways, they get up there. I mean, the girl doesn't even come inside. She pushes like the handicap door opener and opens up for the dude, and she's bounced. She just went back to the car. Anyways, 3 hours later, 3 hours later, this guy finally gets to my station, and
3 hours.
3 hours. And I think he was withdrawing money or something. I get the money, I put in the little,
deposit.
Envelope.
Envelope, yeah. Hand it to him. It's the first time I looked at the dude in the eyes, where your eyes are white, his are like red, like beet red. It was weird. It can't be contacts, because contacts like do like the actual color. They change the eye color.
You know what does do that?
What?
You know what does do that?
What?
Marijuana.
No.
Makes your eyes white?
Red.
No.
No, he said his eyes were white.
No. Where your eyes are white, red. Like around your like pupil and all that? Where that's white, his was like red.
Red iris.
Yeah.
Iris.
So the white parts were red for him. It was weird. I didn't know what it was. It kind of freaked me out.
He's an alien.
Hey, how many pumps go to your heart?
12 million. Trillion. Billion.
You mean like, what do you mean?
How many pumps?
Like how many lines are feeding into your heart? Like blood lines?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Like the four chambers of your heart?
Yeah, there's four.
Here we go. What did you say? 128,000 or something like that?
AV.
What?
Isn't, okay, what are they?
Isn't one called Ventricle. The aviary?
There's one.
Ventricle and AV.
Yeah.
Aviary.
Why not health?
Or something. Yeah, there's like one that's purple and one's a red. And nobody ever draws a real heart because it would not look like the heart that people actually draw on a paper. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What even made you think of that? Are you in a health class right now?
No.
Huh. Oh, yeah? What about the movie Tusk? What bones does he use to put on that guy's front teeth?
Femur.
Yeah, he breaks off his femurs and it screws them to his face.
movie's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how... Was that movie ever in theaters, I wonder? There's no way.
There's no way.
It was an interesting idea, that's for sure.
They call that character with blonde hair, they call him Tweak.
Tweak?
Yeah. Like a tweaker?
Well, yeah. It's funny how South Park does that little like, low-key, like, joke hints there, mm-hmm. like, about certain things.
This guy got escorted out for throwing a ball at an Evansville player at the MSU game.
No way.
Yeah.
Throwing, like, a... What kind of ball?
Like a basketball.
Is it trending?
No, I just saw a Snapchat video.
It's probably that one dude that gets really into it behind the scoreboard table. He gets into some Bears basketball, man.
You gotta go, Sam.
Because we are the Bears!
We go Easton to like Eagles up.
Yeah, we're like Bear up, and Jared's bear like cat Bear cat up. Easton's like Eagle up. You should have said Take Flight or something like that.
Fly Eagles fly.
Well, if you said Bear up, he said Bear cat up. I would say Eagle up.
Eagle down.
Yeah. Boom! Shot down.
Bear shooting him with a 12-gauge.
Ooh, Bear. Yeah, old Boomer. Old Boomer Bear. Dude, that logo has been the same for so long, but it's such a good logo. Mm-hmm. I really like it, honestly. I think a former student like drew it, and that's how it became the logo.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I thought I read that somewhere one time. I wonder who gets to pick out colors for college. You know, like, why is Missouri State maroon and white? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the Bears maroon and white.
I know, but how did they pick the maroon and white before they knew they were going to be Bears?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
You think they chose the Bear first? Well, then that wouldn't make sense. Why did Carthage choose the Tigers? They're blue.
Because there's different Tigers. I don't know.
There's no blue Tigers. There's white Tigers.
I mean, like, different
Tigers. There is blue Tigers?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a red Tiger?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
Is a ginger Tiger.
A ginger Tiger? Aren't all Tigers gingers?
Well, that's true.
Well, it's a dark ginger.
Unless it's an albino, then it's not a ginger. You guys ever seen that albino alligator that they have at Wonders Wildlife in Bass Pro?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Yeah, it's completely white with red irises, as Easton would say. That's what it's actually called. He's right, but I like how you said it. The iris.
Alright, I'm going to try to tell a story.
Okay.
Alright, so I did my good deed for today.
When today?
Yeah. I went to Walmart earlier, and the lady in front of me had, she was checking out, and she had, like, she gave her, like, 50 and, like, some change. And her bill was, like, 55 and some change. So, I did the good deed. I hopped up there, and I helped her put all her groceries back.
All her groceries back.
I helped her put all her groceries back in, like, 5 minutes.
I said, not today. Psych. And then what they tell her, you're out of here.
They said, come back and have money.
Honey? That's what they said, come back and have money, honey.
I pushed her to the ground and said, freaking money.
Get out of my way. It's about my actual life.
So, transitioning here. This next part, I think you guys will really enjoy. It is quite the experience for a new motion picture that will probably not be coming to a theater near you. This is the movie pitch for The Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull.
All right, now. So for this part of the show, we're going to go to the internet and go to a random movie name generator. We're going to answer a couple questions. It's going to give us a random movie name, and we're going to have to describe the trailer for it, the title, and the cast of the show. So the first question is, what do you currently do in life? Good question. I'm still trying to figure it out. I work in an office. I do not work. Full-time student and rocking it, and I am a traveler.
Oh, full-time student and rocking it.
Full-time student and rocking it. Next question. What is your deepest desire? Inner and outer peace? A compassionate world? personal growth, finding true love, or understanding other people?
Personal growth.
Personal growth. What would you say is the strongest quality for yourself? I am a bit of a bright spark, which is intelligence. I am always kind. And helping out, that's kindness. My life is crazy explosion of shapes and colors. Creativity. That was very vivid. What? I am a survivor. That one's strength. I know what I want. Confidence. I'm digging creativity.
Really? Your life is crazy explosion of shapes
and
colors.
Oh, I thought we were just picking. I didn't know we were giving our life story.
Yeah.
Because my life is a crazy explosion of shapes and colors. Hashtag creativity. What role?
Your life is so deep.
Deep, deep. What role do you play in your friendships?
It's creative.
Oh, I got it. I got it. That was good stuff, man.
That's why the strength one is the shortest.
Uh-huh.
Stereotype. Strong people are dumb.
That's true. That's true, man. You're taking shots at people right now?
Stereotypes.
Oh, you're saying these stereotypes. Yeah. Okay, okay. So we're not like we're not shaming anyone.
Like the big jocks movies. The dumb kids.
They're like, yo, I can't do 2 + 2. What does that equal? 79?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so next question. What role do you play in your friendships? I like to make my friends laugh. They always come to me for advice. I tend to be the peacemaker between friends. I offer support where I can. Or, I am usually the one to help them fix things.
Kind of like the, peace.
I tend to be the peacemaker between friends.
Yeah.
It's very peaceful. Good choice. Alright, here's a question. We just talked about it, but how often do you work out? First answer. Work out?
Are you serious
now? Every day. If walking through the shops count as working out, get out of bed is enough of a workout for me. The people at the gym know my name. Or fitness is life.
I say, I like the getting out of bed.
Yeah, that's definitely true to life. All right, now the final almost question, I think. Why did you take this test? It looked like fun. I was bored. My friend encouraged me to do so. All of the above or none of the above?
I was bored.
All right. What do you dream about when you sleep? I often dream that I am drowning, fighting or running away from war. I dream that I am flying. I often dream of animals, people, and relationships.
I'm going to go dark here and do the drowning.
Yeah, I was going to say drowning or flying. Both are equally as good.
Yeah.
But definitely don't drown yourself. If you were an animal, what would you be? A dog or a wolf? A tiger, lion, jaguar? Gazelle, horse, giraffe? Owl, falcon, eagle? Or a dolphin?
Dolphin.
Do you have a bucket list? Nope. I'm living my day one life at a time. Yes, I am halfway through it already. Yes, but I only have a couple of items on it. No, but I do know what I want in life. Or, yes, but it is hard to get.
Couple of items?
Yeah, kind of like us. That's what we're going to talk about later on. We might have already covered it. I don't know how things are shaking out today. But our bucket list. Legendary. All right, pick one of the below. You are... Motion picture. Now enter the name. Click the button.
What?
Oh, motion picture. Into your name.
Oh.
So we're going to put the show's name in. Ozark's Odyssey. Ooh, it's done. Thanks to the America Woods of Hollywood, there's a new movie for you to watch. And that movie is Hayao Miyazaki's The Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull. Now you said it.
I think it went with Odyssey.
Well, pulled Odyssey, but the name is Hayao Miyazaki, The Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull. I gotta say, I dig.
Dig.
That is definitely a mix, I feel like, between a Here's what I'm just imagining right now. The Crystal Skull, you know, that was one of the Indiana Jones movies, yeah. The last one. I'm seeing ninja, but being an archaeologist like Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Hayao Miyazaki.
That's a movie maker.
Oh, he's a movie maker.
And then the movie is actually called Impossible Odyssey.
Oh, okay, okay. Is he a well-known, what is he, a director?
I think so.
The things you learn on a daily basis.
Okay. What was his name?
I definitely butchered it, and I thought it was just a made-up name, but it's a real person.
Hayao Miyazaki. Japanese animator, filmmaker, screenwriter, cartoonist, author, and manga.
Dang, this man is known for a... What a sketch artist? Oh, a lot of anime, that's what he does.
Animated, yeah.
He's done a lot.
I don't see this movie anywhere.
No, this ain't. I think this is a new movie. Yeah, it's a randomly generated movie, but this guy's gonna make it? Dude, can you imagine the visual effects that are gonna be in this movie? If he's an anime designer?
Yeah, I don't think it would, because it doesn't pop.
Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull. Alright then, I guess if this guy's making it, that changes the game a little bit. Or maybe he's the main character. You know, I said Ninja Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones is a bit aged in the last Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Tell me your movie trailer, who's playing it?
And we all got the I'm picturing title. Is anime now in the movie.
Yeah, I agree, an anime movie. I dig it. What is the plot line of this movie?
All you got me thinking about now is Indiana Jones.
Yeah, just imagine. This Hayao Miyazaki. Sorry, mister. I don't exactly know how to pronounce your name. But I will say it's a legendary name. I definitely respect it. And yeah, you've got me thinking that if you were directing this movie, it would definitely be a ninja version of Indiana Jones. Just imagine. But instead of a black ninja, he wears brown, you know, because Indy had that brown hat. Yeah. And then... Oh, if it's based kind of a spin-off of Indiana Jones, it's like Indiana Jones, the Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull Ninja Edition. And he's got brown headdress, like Indy's hat, but then he wears just a normal jacket and white shirt and everything, but you can't see his face because he's a ninja. And then he takes the alien skulls that are made from crystals.
Okay.
Maybe he's a bad guy. Could be a bad guy or a good guy, you never know. In my film, he's definitely a good guy.
Yeah.
And then the bad guys are trying to steal the skull to use it for evil things, obviously. Like burning the world down or something, you know, like all bad guys do.
It could be called Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Meth.
Oh. And it's just about a drug user's life.
Yeah.
And how it can get crazy. That's I could see that one. Maybe that's the nickname for the Crystal Skull.
Ooh.
Ooh, dude, that's there deep, man. Chinese version of, like,
We're the Millers.
We're the Millers. Yeah, they gotta bring the Crystal Skull back, yeah. Sounds like something kind of like the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood that he just released.
Yeah.
But instead, it's with, you know, Chinese Ninja. Or Japanese, or...
And it's anime.
Oh, and it's anime. About that. Yeah. I definitely dig it. And it should be in, half subtitles. There should be some subtitles, you know, when he's saying super cool things in his native language. Mm-hmm. Yeah, super gangster. Super gangster. But who's gonna play? Totally a Jackie Chan character.
Yeah.
Definitely Jackie. I don't know if there could be anybody else.
Yeah, definitely be Jackie.
I agree. So, Hayao Miyazaki's The Impossible Odyssey of the Crystal Skull. Probably not coming to a theater near you. But if it does, like say 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 years from now, just know, you heard it here first on the Ozark's Odyssey.
Now, it's time for Friend Talk. Now, this segment is normally a random celebrity that one of us picks. A talk about whatever we know about them, what movies we like by them, what movies we don't like by them, what they're doing in real life, if they're trending or not. But today's segment is Franco Talk, and it is very special because I have a special guest that joins us through the middle of it, actually to start off. And she told us that she would never, ever listen to this podcast. And I just want to say, Olivia, we are so glad that you walked in while we were recording, because now you are part of the show. So, without further ado, let's go to Franco Talk.
Olivia, welcome to the show! Do you remember when you told us you were never going to be on?
Not really.
Yeah, you are. The world's listening right now. Thank you for the surprise guest star on our show. Way to go, showing up at the last minute. Anyways, let's move on. Enough about that. Olivia, I need your opinion on something.
What?
It's the first name and the last name. James Franco.
How
about? I need your thoughts and opinions on it. He is an actor, yes. What else? What's the latest thing you know about him? Huh. Yeah, cool story. Alright, boys. James Franco. What do you know about him?
I don't know anything recent about James Franco.
I knew that he was in some movies.
Yeah.
Ballard's of Buster Scruggs, he was in that. I watched it the other day. Green Goblin on Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dude, I can't believe you didn't even say your favorite movie in the whole wide world.
Oh, This Is the End.
Yeah, he was in that movie. He was one of the main characters until he died at the end.
Why him?
Yeah, I can't believe you missed Why him.
I just said it.
Yeah, finally. Took you long enough. Shoot. Oh, he was in 127 Hours, cut off that arm. That's a true story. Did you ever hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Guy was hiking and he like slipped or something like that and fell kind of down this cliff, and this boulder trapped his arm between the canyon and the boulder. And he had to cut it off to survive. Like, sawed through his bone and everything. Mm-hmm. He was there. He was stuck for 127 hours. Can you imagine?
That'd be terrible.
Yeah. That is for sure. All right. James Franco Talk. And then there's Dave Franco.
I honestly can't tell you the difference between the two.
They look so far apart.
Really?
Yeah, they really don't look that much alike, buddy.
Well, I don't know. When I think of one, like, I guess I get the names mixed up.
Between Jason Dame? Or it's Dave, not Dame. I got choked up saying it.
So which one's in
Dave Neighbors? Was in... And that's Dave. He's in Neighbors 2, and he's in Nerve.
Yeah.
And he's in Superbad. He's a soccer player.
Okay, yeah.
He's also in 21 Jump Street and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy's supposed to get into Berkeley. Yeah, until Jonah Hill came crashing down. He's the one that's like, man, you bought us tacos. I was supposed to be your friend. And then Channing Tatum's like, well, he wasn't. He was faking the whole time. He doesn't like you. Such legendary movies. All right. Well, enough of the Francos. Swipe left. Here we go.
Now, crazy news stories. This, I would have to say, more than likely, is my favorite segment we have on the Ozarks Odyssey. They're real life stories. You never know what they're going to be about, though. The two we have today, one was shot with our pilot episode and was probably the most well-received part of the whole pilot when we sent that out to everybody and when we were getting the feedback to see if we should pursue our show or not. This first crazy news story was our top rated segment. Everybody loved it. It is very, very funny, entertaining, energetic. And the second one is also very, very intriguing. And I'm going to say, I would have never seen the second one coming. It is hilarious, to say the least. So let's get in with your crazy news story on the Ozarks Odyssey. So, we're going to go another direction now. We're going to go for our crazy, crazy news report of the day. And it involves three people stealing a shark from a San Antonio aquarium. And the way they did it, it says, they snatched it out of the aquarium using their own net and smuggled it out in a baby carriage into a red Chevy Silverado. How does this happen? But in the good news, before we get into the story, the shark is alive and well. They caught the three perpetrators. One of them was in custody. I'm sure the other has been found by now. The shark is back in the aquarium, alive and well. How does something like that happen? How does it get past the aquarium security, whatever they got there? I mean, come on, San Antonio. We see you. We see you. How do you think this happens, Cooper?
So you said it got taken out in a baby carriage?
In a baby carriage, yep. And if anybody's wondering, you can look up this story. Google it.
What kind of shark?
It was a baby horn shark, and it was about. It's the report says it was 16 inches, and it was smuggled out in a baby stroller.
Okay, I was thinking like a baby
like great white, but yeah. A great white cannot be in an aquarium. Fun fact: true. They'll die. They'll kill themselves.
My biggest thing is how did they get inside the aquarium to get the actual shark?
Well, they definitely had to pay admission, I would say. I don't think but...
Because, to get, in the actual, water part of the aquarium, how did they get into
it? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. How do you just, how do you just net a 16-inch baby horn shark and just, get it out with nobody seeing and put it into an actual physical baby stroller?
And the fact that it's a baby, there has to be a mom or a dad...
Exactly, in the aquarium.
Sharks aren't one to mess with their babies.
And how is that thing not flopping around in that stroller, you know what I mean? Unless they wrap it up in a blanket and be like, oh, I just got a restless baby, you know, he's fresh out the womb.
But so if I'm an aquarium worker there, I'd be fired probably.
Let's just say if I was at the San Antonio Aquarium the day this happened, as a concerned citizen – If I find out there's a baby shark in the stroller, I'm making a citizen's arrest. I'm going Blake Bortles on them. Citizen's arrest all the way. We have the authority as citizens of the United States. If we see something's going wrong in the world, we can make a citizen's arrest. But be aware, you must do so at your own risk because you never know who you're putting the citizen's arrest on, what they're wielding underneath their coats.
I wonder how long the shark was out of the water.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too.
If it could be a baby, it can't be up that long.
I agree. I agree. They had to have some plan for it. You know, you don't just steal a shark with no plan. But no, they had to think the plan out. You got to have the baby stroller as part of the plan because obviously they didn't have a baby in the stroller.
Unless they stole the baby stroller from someone at the aquarium and they just kind of went with it.
That's a good possibility.
They don't sound like the smartest people in the world.
Yeah, they denied. The aquarium said managers raced to the parking lot and caught up with the suspects, who denied access to both the vehicle and the stroller. But they tracked the vehicle down and found a house close to that vehicle, and that's how they were able to recover the shark and get confessions from two of the suspects.
How many suspects? There's three suspects?
Yes, there's three suspects. They said that obviously the man who stole the shark had knowledge of how to care for that type of animal. Said when we got into the garage and into the house, it looked like almost a mock-up of here, he said, referring to the aquarium. He said he had a lot of different marine animals in the home. He very much knew what he was doing. And then the person at the aquarium said they were very lucky that it was someone who knew how to deal and care for sharks.
Okay, so they were actually taking care of it. They just weren't doing it as a joke.
Yeah. And they also reported the people of the aquarium said, we don't think he was planning on selling it. He didn't say that. But from looking at the other animals there, more than likely it was something that he wanted. He had one of these in the past. I don't know. I think the animal had died sometime in the past. So, yeah, definitely an interesting story. A tough little horny shark. That's all I'm saying. Man, what a story. When that shark gets older and has kids, it's going to be able to tell them all about the experience they had at the San Antonio Aquarium with the three bandits that robbed him.
So they got arrested, correct?
They're in custody. I don't know for how long, but I'm sure that that's some type of federal offense. If you snatch a baby shark from an aquarium, you're going to spend time behind bars, ladies and gentlemen. that is just not something that you can do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like I said, that's our breaking funny news story, but it's also serious at the same time of the day. I don't know if that one's going to be hard to beat. We're going to have to find some good material to top that one. I mean, it's not every day that a baby shark gets taken out in a baby carrier out of the San Antonio aquarium. So,
all right. Breaking news. The crazy news story of the day. This headline reads, thawed out iguanas attack a Florida man trying to eat them. Crash a car. What do you think of that initially? What's your guys' initial take?
Wait, what was the title again?
Thawed out iguanas attack a Florida man trying to eat them. Crash his car.
Thawed out iguanas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what those are.
Iguanas, the animal?
I know what iguanas are, but what's thawed out?
Like, I guess he was freezing them to eat them. But why would they be in his car? I'll read deeper. Here we go. If you live in a place that ever gets cold, you're probably only seeing iguanas at the zoo or in someone's apartment during a very disastrous first date. However, if you live in southern Florida, they're just everywhere, on the streets, in the trees, even on your plate. In parts of Central and South America, these little monsters are considered yummy delicacies, known as the chicken of the trees. But unlike other food you can pick from a tree, including chicken, these fellas can mess you up. And this says, the winter of 2017-2018 saw unusually cold weather in typically warm places. One of these was Florida, where temperatures dropped under 40 degrees. Bad news for the iguanas, which, like any other reptile, become cold stunned. Okay. That's probably why they were stunned. At such low temperatures, during the cold snap, paralyzed iguanas would simply fall out of trees, landing on roads, walkways, and even in backyards. However, from the perspective of some Floridans, is that how you say it? Floridians. Sorry, Floridians. It was suddenly raining delicious frozen treats from the sky. Frozen. Not dead. Of course, Florida being Florida, one local was dumb enough to start scooping up these stunned iguanas and pile them into his car for later. Genius. Free food for life. However, seeing as it was so gosh darned cold outside, of course he put his heater on blast as he was cruising for lizards, consequently thawing out dozens of iguanas as he was driving. Needless to say, it's difficult to drive a car full of pissed off reptiles, so he ended up crashing. They didn't eat him, though, making them the bigger iguanas in the situation. Dang, that's crazy. I didn't know that. I didn't even think about him getting stunned.
Everything bad happens in Florida.
Like the Everglades, I'm being full of, what is it, pythons or whatever?
No, there's like, people always make fun of people from Florida. You know, like, have you seen those memes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not unusual for them to just have alligators strolling around in front of their houses and stuff.
That's true.
Florida just is a different world, man.
They are.
The Everglades.
They seriously are.
I mean, all the beach life. I mean, the whole state is basically almost a party, if it isn't. There's dolphins. I mean, they got jaguars down there, too. They got buccaneers. They even got dolphins.
Gosh.
I think ours,
I didn't understand the dolphins. I thought you actually meant...
Well, I meant real dolphins at first, and I looked around and just told everybody the football team. There's even Magic down there.
Yeah.
And the Heat.
And the Rays.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Rays, formerly the Devil Rays. And then there's the Tampa Bay Lightning and hockey. I'm not really sure on all the hockey teams are in Florida. There's like...
There's gotta be one in Miami.
I thought there was the Florida Panthers, I think, is one. Mm-hmm. Not 100% sure. You have to fact check me on that one with Hockey Talk, but... There's is there one more basketball team besides Heat and Magic?
No. Is there?
Miami, Orlando. I don't know.
No, there's not one in like Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, there's no Jacksonville. There used to be a minor league team called the Jacksonville Suns, and guess what they changed their name to? Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Isn't that a great name?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we are about to jump in on is some cartoon talk. Like I told you at the beginning, we're going to go all different directions. You never know what's coming next. We're always going to have segments for you, but we're always going to throw in that random out of part of the show, and you're not going to know what's coming. That's what keeps this show exciting for our listeners. All right, so without further ado, let's go into cartoon talk.
With when like the person didn't like get hypnotized or whatever.
No, that was in real life.
Wait, what?
Yeah, when, like, he's dreaming the whole time during it that he's into the world of Star Wars, and he comes back and he says something. He's like, "Take off your pants."
Oh, take off your pants.
And he's like, "No, no." And he's like, "Give me some tacos." And he's like, "Okay, sir, right away, Mr. President." And he's like, "Tacos,
tacos, tacos, cool."
Yeah, that's what he said. Tacos are cool.
Is that off of South Park?
No, that's off of Robot Chicken.
Oh.
Dude, there's so many funny episodes of that.
High ground.
Yeah. Hey, you know why I beat you on again? High ground.
You were supposed to destroy the Sith and not join them. High ground. He's trying to get on the elevator, and the guy's like, "What's your number?" He's like, 812, dice, eat my ass. And then he's like, "Play room." He's like,
"You're playing room."
He's like, no, thanks. I want my robe spread like a fish fillet sandwich.
And he's like,
"That's hurtful, man."
There's like a long pause. He's like, "That's hurtful, man."
They all like moved at the same time. Like,
he gets on the escalator and he's like, "Stormtrooper."
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
And that one guy there is like, "What's up?"
Yeah. Was that supposed to be like IG-88? He's like sitting there at first, that's Seth Green's voice at the end, and he turns around backwards and he's moving his arms up and down. He's like, "What's up?" Or, dude, yeah. Did you not ever
they
see
were like, the, "Stormtrooper, my lord." And one guy's like, "Stormtrooper, fuck yourself."
Did you, not ever see the do that's Bane.
Mm-hmm, I saw that one.
But like before, like it used to like sitting around and like I would see it on Twitter every once in a while.
I've never seen that one.
And it had the little video with him and go do that's Bane.
He does it every single time it comes on.
The hand motion.
Yeah. The thing.
You do it. I want to hear you do it. You do it.
I just did it.
No, do it again. Dang it. Kind of like the every time Bugs Bunny comes on, you go, "What's up, Mac?" You don't say that? Doesn't sound like Bugs Bunny, but you don't ever say that? "What's up, Mac?"
I've seen it, yeah.
What's up, Mac?
You know why Bugs Bunny says that? Because the guy that played him, when he woke up out of he was in a coma, and they said his normal name, and he didn't respond for a long time, and then they said Bugs, and he woke up and he said, "What's up, Doc?" That's why it's in the show. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. It's a true story. It's crazy, isn't it?
That is weird.
Okay, do you remember that episode of SpongeBob where they're celebrating or something? Or no, they're laughing. And it was like, what's more funnier than 24?
Mm-hmm.
25. It's just Nickelodeon was on 25, and the other one was on 25. Or 24.
Yeah. I remember that back in the day. And then, like, Disney was on, like, 22.
What was your favorite shows to watch growing up between, you know, Cartoon Network, Disney, Nickelodeon? Like all of them, you know what I'm saying? Like not just one channel, just all of them.
SpongeBob for sure.
I feel like, yeah, a lot of people still watch that. I watched a lot of SpongeBob growing up. And Scooby-Doo.
It's a kid show, but it's also very, very dirty.
Yeah. Kind of like Scooby-Doo was. There's a lot of hidden jokes in both of them.
You feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs? I think everybody knows the Krusty Krab Pizza song, too.
Krusty Krab Pizza is the pizza for you and me.
Yeah, and everybody remembers sweet, sweet victory.
Isn't that a real song?
Yeah, they're singing that, whenever they come through the bowl, that's what everybody's trying to get them to sing at halftime of the Super Bowl.
We sing that at halftime.
SpongeBob's just legendary. I can't believe that it started out as an adult cartoon and quickly turned into.
I wouldn't say quickly.
Well, I guess what happened is something like this. They like released it to some people, and like it was taken well better by kids, like just like showing them the pictures and like some videos that they had animated. And so that's why they changed it, I'm guessing, something like that.
Yeah.
Chill though, dude. Yeah, SpongeBob. Scooby-Doo was a good one that I always watched. I love Scooby-Doo. You can't not love him.
Scooby-Doo was a good one.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. He goes, zoinks! Yeah, dude. All-time classic.
Mary Jane wearing a mask.
Mary Jane wearing a mask. Yeah, dude. That part of the movie is hilarious. No, did you ever watch, like, Cartoon Network, like, Codename Kids Next Door, Johnny Bravo, Courage the Cowardly Dog?
I never really watched those.
Dexter's Laboratory? Mm-mm. The Powderpuff Girls?
I only really watched Disney and Nickelodeon growing up.
What was Dora on? Dora the Explorer, like, Blue's Clues, there's Teletubbies.
That was Disney, I'm pretty sure.
Barney? I think those are, like, PBS, maybe.
Barney was, like, my favorite show as a kid, like, when I was young.
I didn't really watch Barney that much, to be honest. So what, on Disney, you probably watched, like, Sweet Life, Zack and Cody. Yeah. What was the other one? Corey's in the House. That's the Raven. And then Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah.
So where Selena Gomez got her start.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I watched those a lot, actually, as a kid, too. I didn't watch much on Nickelodeon. Do you remember Hey Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy had, like, the football head?
Yeah.
Football-looking head? Watch that every once in a while. That's really the only other.
Declassified.
Yeah, School Survival Guide.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember, did you ever watch Ed and Eddie?
Uh-uh.
He's like, I love you, Eddie. You never saw that?
Uh-uh.
Dang, man. What about The Simpsons? That's not really a kid's show.
The Simpsons, I never really got into it.
I got into it big as a kid when the movie came out.
Yeah.
When he tries to ride the motorcycle around, he gets on it first, he falls over, he's like, don't! And then he's like, Dad, don't slow down, speed up! And he wins the truck, or whatever, and the guy's like, oh, my wives are going to kill me. It's like two ladies attached together hitting rolling pins. What about, like, you probably, a lot of everybody watches Family Guy and American Dad, I feel like, but what about, like, King of the Hill?
Mm-mm.
You didn't watch King of the Hill?
No, I never got into
that. I'd watch it every once in a while. Or Futurama, I didn't really watch that one much.
No.
South Park's a big one with Easton. I don't know of any other ones, though, that I really watched. Brickleberry was one for a while. I didn't really ever watch that one.
That one's pretty funny.
And then the Cleveland Show, but then Cleveland, after a couple years, came back to Family Guy.
Yeah.
I like American Dad with Roger the Alien. Roger the Alien's pretty funny.
I've watched that a couple times, but...
Yeah, it's pretty similar to Family Guy. I mean, it's written by the same person.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, whoever writes South Park, dude, they're
on something.
Push the edge of comedy for sure. They go on some sketchy subjects and go after people, and that's why everybody loves them. They're just legendary, man.
All right, let's roll in to the grand finale. This is what I told you listeners about at the beginning of the show. It is the $1 billion idea presented by Cooper Berg, one of my co-hosts. It's going to be quite the experience, so let's hop right into it. Here we go.
All right, Cooper, I know you've been dying all episode. You cannot hold your teeth together any longer. I know you have something you want to say, so let's hear what you need to state live on the air.
So... I told you about my $1 billion idea. Do you know what? Have I told you this?
Nope.
All right. So.
Billion dollars.
Maybe trillion.
$1 billion.
But.
$1 billion.
He's just nicked at me. I just started whispering.
$1 billion.
No, he just looked away from me.
He stared into his soul.
He accidentally straight out contact with me and went straight into my soul.
What? Alright, keep telling your story. It is $1 million.
Trillion.
Billion.
$1 trillion.
Gazillion.
No, so, it's $1 billion.
Okay.
Get it right.
So, have you ever been in a car when they have like really tinted windows?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't your truck have tinted windows?
Yeah.
Boom chakalaka.
Like, super tinted?
Yeah,
tinted.
And at night, do you have a hard time seeing, I got the bag when you back up or something?
I use the camera.
Back up.
Okay, if you didn't have the camera, would it be hard?
I don't think so. If you can see out of it.
Not in, like, if you have like really, really tinted windows, you can't see out of it hardly.
If they're dark enough.
If they're dark enough.
You can't see at night.
You're asking, the truck has a backup camera.
You don't have your windows tinted that dark.
It's hypothetical.
He has his windows are not tinted that dark.
So I have a car, it's blacked out windows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Bird Box.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
If you're backing up and you had a hard time, wouldn't that be like...
What do you want me to do about it?
That's my billion-dollar idea.
Okay, what was your idea about it?
So you know how like sunglasses, if you go outside, they turn dark?
Yeah.
When you come inside, they clear up.
Yeah.
Do that with car windows. So when the sun's beating on them, they tint up.
And then whenever it's not sunny out and it's cloudy.
And it's dark outside.
Or it's nighttime.
So
yeah,
it'll make it easier for people who want tinted windows.
It's actually a really good idea. It's a billion-dollar idea.
But there's got to be a way, because like glasses, they go like completely clear. Like I want to make it where it's clear on the inside. But it still looks tinted.
So you can put like 2 mirrors together.
No, because
no mirrors would just reflect back at you, and you would see nothing but yourself while you're driving.
Windows.
What are you trying to do? The Bird Box challenge in real life?
Yeah. Maybe.
It's already been done. Yeah.
No.
No, the Bird Box challenge driving. That's what I was talking about.
We just have to find a way to. I don't know.
You just gotta tint the glass a certain way, do like what they do with glasses.
Yeah.
It's gonna be expensive. That is a $1 billion idea. Yeah, I actually like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and a $1 billion idea I had was? Mm. So, you know, obviously your coat zip up. Why don't they make gloves that will zip onto a jacket? So that way you don't get snow between them? They do?
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
So go ahead and
I know they have.
Yeah, it's copyright right here, right?
Do they have pants that zip together once you put those on?
Yes.
And feet things?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Not a $1 billion idea. Not a $1 billion
idea. Was,
it was originally.
Okay, so.
I answered a question about the window. I was just thinking about it. The outside part of the window would just be regular tint, because that's going to be tinted no matter what, light or day.
Mm-hmm.
The inside, you make it where it changes. So,
but then if it's tinted on the outside, how can you see back here in the dark?
So you're just not getting it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you don't tint it, but you make it look tinted. How about that?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
You're not making a good sell here.
Normally, when they tint your window, they do it outside and inside, don't they?
No, okay. I think they do. Yeah, they do both.
So they both look dark.
But I don't know about the front windshield. I've actually never paid attention.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, so when you guys go to the bathroom, go poop, there's a poop ever get clogged?
Yeah.
Okay,
So
you put, you know how a garbage disposal has like that, where it chops up like kind of food? You put that in the toilet.
Yeah, and then you hit the switch and guess what? Poop slushy's shooting back at you.
You have to get it like not where like you can see it, but like not further in the.
Yeah, like up
like,
where it goes
right
back
where it
up
gets
and down.
Smaller, so. Slash back down.
Yeah. Well, Ethan was saying a suction cup, kind of like I think there's toilets out there that do it, like the cruise ships do it. I think they steal a bag and they go boop.
Or whenever that happens, just put not aluminum foil. But what's the other foil?
Tin foil?
No.
Isn't tin foil?
Like clear foil.
Is tin foil and aluminum foil the same thing? I think so.
No, it's different.
No,
because there's aluminum. There's aluminum foil too. Wait, that's
the same. What's like the clear?
Aluminum foil and tin foil, those are the same.
What's the other one? That we were just talking about. Aluminum and tin foil.
That's all we were talking about.
I asked if they were the same thing.
Was that clear one?
Yeah. What's the clear one called?
Saran wrap.
Saran wrap. And if you put saran wrap over the toilet, and you like. Make sure like it's like you put the toilet seat up, put it, and then close the toilet seat. It's supposed to like suction it out. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. This needs to be done.
By the way, I asked if aluminum foil and tin foil were the same thing, and you both said no the first time. And then you're like, no, the other one, the clear one. I wasn't talking about the clear and the aluminum foil.
Yeah, you definitely said the clear one first.
Yeah, you did. At first, you did.
I said tin foil and aluminum foil.
It's 2-1.
Agree to disagree. All right, listeners, join in on the debate, though, for Cooper's million-dollar idea. What can he do to help improve it? What can he do to make it a $1 trillion idea instead of a $1 billion idea? Let us know what you think on Twitter, @OzarksO.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as our adventure has begun, it is already to the end of our odyssey for this show, at least. But don't worry, the odyssey will be returning very, very soon to your earlobes. And we just want to say thank you for listening to our show. Without the listeners, we would be nothing. So rate, subscribe, follow us on Twitter, @OzarksO. Like, share, retweet all of our posts on Twitter, on SoundCloud, Spotify, anywhere that you listen. And everyone, make sure you have the best day you can have. Let's go. Sending you out on a little clip that we recorded right before our exit song. It is a little clip we recorded during this episode. It is Dog Talk with my brother, Easton Hanks.
What? No. Do you need to go potty? You do? Cody. No, Cody. Okay, let's go. Okay, come on. Come on, Harry.
And that was Puppy Talk, brought to you by your finest, Easton Hanks, talking to Bo and Howie, very, very good friends in the dog world of this show.